Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It's an got to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, be thinking of the craziest thing that happened to you while you were learning to drive, because here's a father teaching his son how to drive story that didn't really end up well.
Wow.
If you can manage to make it through the day without hitting a pothole, which causes your car to then flip on its side, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. That's a big pothole.
Yes, both the father and son are okay, by the way.
That's good.
It's a pretty improbable accident. Now, the reason we know is there was a dashboard camera on the car, okay? And so this kid hit a pothole as he was turning right, and it veered off to the side of the road where his right wheel drove up a retaining wall that kind of had cement blocks stacked up like steps, and it just kind of like vaulted the car, and it flipped on its side.
Holy cow.
There's audio.
We'll go around behind Kroger so you don't have to deal with... There's a big hole right there.
Stop.
Oh, Sammy, you okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a good one. Okay, buddy. So what now? I don't know. Turn the car off. All right. Are you hurt?
I don't think so. Should I call 911?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's handling that so well.
Well, I will say that I have edited that audio clip quite a bit because there is quite a few swears in there, too.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
I was going to say that is that. Wow. He did it. And you see it like because they come to a stop. They just make a turn. They turn into it. And they're not going very fast at all.
No.
It all happens kind of slowly.
Yes.
But it's really bizarre.
But flips the car over completely.
Sure does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without hitting a pothole, causing your car to flip on its side, then you're doing okay.
Well, that's out of Bloomington, Indiana.
Well done.
Well done.
What I would like to hear now are the crazy things that happened to you while you were learning how to drive.
Gonna
All
be
right.
tough to beat that one.
All right. 502
inside, yes.
795-1997. We'll take
wow.
your calls and stories on the way next. All right, so I wanted to know what the craziest thing that happened to you while you were learning how to drive. This dad was teaching his son how to drive, and his son hit a pothole and
we're behind Kroger, so you don't have to deal with there's a big hole right there.
That's the sound of the car going on its side. Like it hit a pothole, then it hit a wall, and it flipped on its side. So
I mean, just the craziest little set of circumstances. Like the retaining wall kind of had like a little jagged edge, like steps, and it just kind of whoop.
Yep.
Really slowly. So it's not like it happened real fast.
So what's the craziest thing that happened to you while you were learning how to drive, Paul? In high school, one of my classmates was taking driver's ed, had a minor fender bender their first time driving on the road. A squirrel had darted in front of the car, so my classmate swerved straight into a parked police car.
Oh, no! Oh, no. Oh, poor little guy, and oh, that's not good either.
I remember when I was taking my driver's test, my instructor was in the passenger's seat. He was sleeping. We were on the freeway.
Your instructor was sleeping
yeah.
during your driving test?
Yeah, he was sleeping. I look over and he is
a good instructor.
It's just sleeping.
Wow.
And
you're on the freeway?
And I'm getting off the freeway and I'm on an off ramp and I'm coming up to a red light and the car's slowing down and he kind of wakes up and he sees that it's a red light and we're still moving and like goes "Aah!" and like slams on his brakes that he has on his side. I just gotta look over at him and he
wow.
looks over at me and oh my gosh.
Did you have a nice nap?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Ryan said I was one of three people taking my driving test that day. Me, another guy, and a girl. And when it was the girl's turn, she took a left turn out of the parking lot into oncoming traffic on a divided freeway.
Oh my gosh.
To her
credit,
she dodged the oncoming traffic all the way to a stoplight, signaled properly and merged right. After a few moments of stunned driving silence, she murmured to the teacher, "I just failed, didn't I?"
Oh, yeah.
To which
yeah,
he responded, did.
"Oh, yeah."
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no getting around that. Good try, though.
Oh, I got three more. Jennifer said, was taking my driving test, and I was so nervous that my legs were shaking uncontrollably. I approached the first stop sign that was right outside the plaza I had parked in, and instead of pushing the brake to stop, I accidentally pushed the gas.
Uh-oh.
Flew right through the stop sign.
Oh, gosh.
Thankfully, I was using the driving instructor's car, and the tester slammed on the brakes that were on his side.
Oh, wow.
Kara said, when I was taking my test, I was asked to parallel park. I did an okay job, but not fantastic, and was verbally pretty critical on my own crappy parking job. The instructor leaned over and said, "Don't worry, that'll pass. I once had a girl who ended up with all four tires on the sidewalk." Which I'm like, how does that even happen?
Well, or just, you know what? This feels safer if we're just on the sidewalk.
Yeah, parallel park. Because at one point, you know, she's got to feel the car go up on the curb.
Right.
And then
just that first little jolt should be like, oh, and then you should put on the brake.
And then at that one point, she's probably just like, well, screw it. We're just going all in.
Or she thinks, sometimes when you panic, you just can't take your foot off the gas and you just press harder.
Yeah.
And you go faster.
And then finally, Will, these are like crazy things that happened while you're learning to drive. Will said, this isn't as crazy as some of the others that have been shared, but anyway. So I didn't learn to drive until I was an adult. So I was 19 when I was in driver's ed. And my teacher freaking loved it. He got such a kick out of having an adult in the car and not a teenager. He'd smoke. We'd go through the drive-thru.
Oh, my
gosh. He got so many errands done while I was driving.
You know what? Just swing by Walgreens. I got to pick up a prescription. Let's go get some beer while we're out. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny. Good stuff there. If you want to see the video of the dad and teaching his son how to drive, it's chock full of swears.
Yeah, just know that going in.
Yep, but we'll share it at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
It's also at WDJX.com.